Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show, National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group. They help companies just like yours get access to the capital they need, especially with regard to contracts with existing customers. And he's here to talk to us about a number of different things. Tracy Eden, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Tracy, what are you seeing? You're out there with your finger on the pulse of the economy. You got folks talking to you all the time about wanting to take advantage of growth or trying to hang on to what they got. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I think from really kind of partway through the fourth quarter and what we've seen so far in the first quarter, we target companies with revenues under $25 million, so these are really small companies. And there has been a slight uptick in their need for capital. Existing clients, we've seen their lines start to grow a little bit in utilization, which means they're borrowing more, which typically means they're doing that to take care of capital requirements, to buy inventory, to buy.
Is that what they're using? Are all the contracts that you're doing with them? They're all associated with business, not with. There's no working capital that isn't associated with a contract when they do business with you, is there?
Well, it is working capital, but it is typically tied to, payroll requirements and inventory needs and so forth.
Right, right. But I guess what I'm getting at is, could any of that be where they're borrowing money because their receivables have gotten out of hand? I mean, are you keeping up with that?
We monitor that very closely. And unlike a bank, as their sales ebb and flow, the accessibility to the capital ebbs and flows within a formula,
right.
It's a classic
asset-based relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, they typically don't have an opportunity to get upside down unless there's just a major problem with product or fraud.
Right.
But we do a pretty good job of looking for the right clients that are doing the right things and have a good success rate. But
let me give you some information here and see if this tracks with what you're seeing out there. We ask our audience this week. In fact, the current poll question asks this question: if a presidential candidate asks you how the economy is looking for your business for 2012, for the rest of 2012, what would you say? 12% said we are expecting significant growth this year. 54% said we see signs of improvement, but nothing significant. And 33% said we're still waiting on the recovery to start. So we got a third who are still having a tough time. A little over half are saying, we're doing fine, but nothing great. And only about 12% are blowing it off and blowing off the top. So the interesting thing, Tracy, that's tracking pretty darn close to what we've seen. Last year we had once, I think, last year where the top number was a little higher, but pretty much that middle number has been staying about the same. What do you think?
Yeah, I would have to concur with the middle number, and I think there are still a lot of businesses in that latter position just based on where they are in the country and kind of being the last to start to see any improvement.
One thing you have to discount that last number a little bit by the people who still are not going to make it because they haven't come into the 21st century. There are those people. You got to discount some for that,
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I do still feel that there are challenges out there in specific sectors of the market that just do not see any light at the end of the tunnel. And where we have seen activity, while it's been improved activity, it's still anemic. There's not much happening robust. If anything is robust, it's that very one-off, unique, they've got kind of the gadget that somebody wants. Mm-hmm.
I still, Tracy, don't think the stock market, I think the stock market is no longer a leading indicator of the economy. I don't think we can look to what the stock market is doing and say that that's what the economy is doing. What do you think?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I kind of look at the stock market a little bit like going to Vegas, just maybe a little bit more educatable bet.
yeah, exactly. Tracy, give us your website, please.
It is www.cfgroup.net.
I don't think the economy, as we wrap up this segment, I don't think the economy is going to get significantly better until after this next election. I think there's going to be a lid put on the economy until then. What do you think?
Oh, I think that there's still a lot of uncertainty as to, you know, where we're going. I think the media is trying to paint as positive a picture as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get in between the lines, it's not, there's nothing substantial.
Stand by. Quick break. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.